Well, I want to say thank you to everyone, and thank you for being here, and thank you for listening to all of the work going on in the many delegations from across this whole continent. I'm Deborah White Plume from Pine Ridge. I'm Oglala Lakota. On my mother's side, I descend from the Northern Cheyenne. I'm a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. We formed Bring Back the Way to have a vehicle to do our cultural preservation and revitalization work on Pine Ridge and in the other Otete Shakowi homelands. Because, as all of you know, the colonial governments, they are not there to protect us, to protect our way of life, or to protect our people, or to protect our future. And there was no Indian organization that was there to protect our people, or our water, or our future. So we formed our own about 15 years ago. Several years ago, we started looking at the water on Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge is the largest homeland and the largest band of the Lakota Nation. We're the Oglalas. The Lakotas are the largest of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota people, known collectively and incorrectly as the Great Sioux Nation. Under our homeland is the Oglala Aquifer. It's the largest in this hemisphere. And that's where we get our drinking water from. We started looking at the health conditions of our people, and that led us to looking at water. We have a high number of babies who are born with Down syndrome to young mothers age 17 to 25. Normally, babies born with Down syndrome are born to women in their late 40s, early 50s. Our babies are, but at that time, in very high numbers, being born with short umbilical cords, being born having brain seizures, and we have a very high rate of sudden infant death syndrome among our people, particularly on Pine Ridge. So we started looking at this, and we started looking at water test results. Water was being tested by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Indian Health Service, and the Oglala Sioux Tribal Mini-Wichoni Program, which pipes in drinking water from the Missouri River, which our ancestors always told us not to drink. They all use different labs for their tests. We looked at USGS water test results, and we started calling these folks. And it took us a good 2 years to start pulling actual black and white test results from these different entities. And we found that although they argue with each other and point fingers at each other, the test results are all the same. We have high arsenic in our water. We have alpha emitters in our water. We have barium, radium, combined radium 226, 228. And these are all carcinogenic to human beings. Arsenic causes several pages worth of sicknesses and illnesses and diseases to human beings. And once it's out of the ground, you can't contain it. It just changes form. We believe the source of these contaminants come from a uranium mine south of our homeland. It's called Crow Butte Resources. It uses in situ leach method of mining uranium. The energy company that it belongs to is Cameco Incorporated. located, headquartered in Canada. Right now they have a low estimate is 1,500 wells where they're pulling up uranium out of the ground. When they pull up uranium, they pull up arsenic. Once arsenic is out of the ground, you can't contain it. They want to expand this mine. Right now they're located south of Crawford, Nebraska. They want to open another mine north of Crawford. Now Crawford is very close to the western and southern boundary of our homeland there. This aquifer covers many states in this country. And these leaks that come from this uranium mine, we believe, are going back into the aquifer and are contaminating the entire aquifer. So I don't know how realistic a cleanup will be, how to clean up an entire aquifer that covers a dozen states. So right now we're documenting the violations of this energy company. It's one of the dirtiest uranium mine companies in the world. They've had leaks, they've had spills. Their sludge ponds are not the best constructed. Right now there's three, maybe four sludge ponds by Crow Butte Resources, and they're each about as big as a football field or bigger. They produce at least 1 million pounds of yellow cake every year, and they store it in 55-gallon drums right there at Crow Butte. So if you imagine how much yellow cake is in those 55-gallon drums, 1 million pounds of yellow cake in 55-gallon barrels, and then they're transported away from there. And we're researching the transportation route. We're researching how long is it stored there, how long is this yellow cake stored there at Crow Butte. So our research isn't complete yet. But we're launching our campaign to educate our people about this. And the way we've been doing our education campaign is a slow process, because when you look at all of the information, it just blows your mind. So we start with our elders, our treaty leaders, our Natchez, our matriarchs, our government officials. We're educating our own people. And we're documenting these health effects. We're looking at the development of an epidemiological study. There'll be two parts. One map will consist of these wells that have these contaminated water test results. Where are they on the reservation? The other map will study the health problems and the health condition of our people. So we'll have symbols of types of cancer, types of diabetes, and then we'll superimpose them and we'll find out if the health conditions of our people are correlated to these wells where this contaminated water test results have been confirmed. In Rapid City, they have a regional hospital there. There's a cancer study going on because our people get cancer faster and we die faster than other populations. They're also studying our skin because we burn from radiation treatments where other populations don't burn. Their skin doesn't burn like ours. So they're really studying us to find out why our people are different than other populations, why our people respond differently to these cancer treatments, and why our people die faster from cancer than other populations. Over a period of long exposure to arsenic and these other radioactive chemicals I talked about, That's what results in these different kinds of cancer, in diabetes, in heart disease. And our people die faster from diabetes. Our people move to dialysis faster from diabetes. So we're looking into all of this. We have a lot of it documented by a number of sources. We have researchers here and there throughout the country. And our tribal government is beginning to understand that this is reality. A couple of years ago when we first started, and for any of the indigenous people here who have attempted and who are trying to work with your tribal governments, I'm sure you know the wall they put up. They don't want to hear about these things. They want to put on big powwows. They want to put up a big casino. They want to fight over petty program politics and dollars, but they don't want to deal with radioactive water. They don't want to deal with what's becoming the highest cancer rate in this country on Pine Ridge. Some of them are very eager to hear this and they want to stand up and fight it. Other ones, they're not real interested in it because they know it's going to be a big, long, hard, expensive, difficult fight that we might not win. And this is an election year back home, so we're launching this in September after we have a chance to rest after our sundance ceremony. We have to do our ceremonial way of life because that's who we are, and that's why we're here at Matopaha. In Bring Back the Way, part of our philosophy is that we accomplish more working together than we accomplish working alone. We believe in the collective action, collective decision making, and so we work with other organizations in the work that we do. One of our researchers is unable to be here, and another one will be flying in the next day or two so we can have a water meeting on this. But there's a researcher here who I will introduce to you. His name is Chris, and he works in New York. We've been working together on compiling documentable data on research questions. So I want to ask him to come up here and share his research with you. It's our report is in this binder. It's the final document in this binder. The name of our water project is Crying Earth Rise Up. And it tells the report, a summary of his report. So I want to ask Chris if he could come up here and share his work. And if any of you have questions or have ever fought this fight and can give me some advice, share your experience, what helped you, what didn't help you, I would very much appreciate that, because this is going to be a big, long, hard, expensive, difficult struggle to stop the contamination of our water. So I'd just like to say that much and, again, encourage you to share with me your experience if it could help us on this project. So thank you for listening.